On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you? Oh, hello. Oh, we've got a little bit of... It's gone quiet here. 1 second. Hello, Fabian Fanboy. Hello. All right, we're going to play a track and then we will sort out what is going on here. I reckon, why don't we have some... Dum, dum, dum. Let's have this crack-up track called Marriage for All or None at All by a band called Karate Boogaloo. It's very funky. This track is called Marriage for All or None at All. It's a solidarity song from a Melbourne group who wrote this when all of the marriage equality stuff was kicking off in 2017. The group is called Karate Boogaloo, which is a very silly name. And this is the first single from a new album that they've released, which is pretty cute. So if you like the sound of that, go check it out.
On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
All right, round two. Hello, Fabian. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry about that little technical mishap there. Not really sure what was going on, but we got it sussed now, which is all good. What is happening in movies at the moment?
Well, the big story is all the ones that are being delayed. They've just announced a bunch of new delays. Fast and Furious is now going to be coming out next year. A Quiet Place is delayed. I'm not sure why. Is there something happening that I don't know about?
Now, do you think, is this all to do with coronavirus, with people not going to the films in the States? Is that why they're delaying these?
Well, there are reports of quiet cinema attendances, but these are films that aren't due to come out for a few weeks. So this is just the big corporations, factoring in the variables and deciding they will lose money.
Mm-hmm.
In a time of a global health crisis, what really matters is how it affects the entertainment industry, of course. And so that appears to be what's happening here. Everything sort of changed yesterday. I think the Tom Hanks news was the tipping point for a lot of people.
I think it becomes real when somebody famous gets it.
Yeah, I found myself genuinely concerned. I was like, man, I hope Tom Hanks doesn't die. How sad would that be? Luckily, I'm having all my fears put to rest by the strong and divisive leadership in this country.
God.
And, no, that's not the case. So anyway, there are films coming out this week. There's a new Vin Diesel film, Bloodshot. Haven't seen it. Looks very Vin Diesel-esque. And he's a superhero film based on a Valiant comic. Not too sure about that one. Looks all right. And there's a film starring KJ Apa, the Kiwi Samoan lead of Riverdale, starring in a Christian musical romance-y thing based on a true story called I Still Believe. He's an aspiring singer-songwriter himself, KJ, so that's probably a good role for him. He's a burgeoning star. I bet he's probably not too stoked that the film is coming out at a time when everyone's like, hey, don't leave the house.
It hasn't quite hit that point here in New Zealand, though, so I guess there's still that for us. We can still go watch the odd film if we feel like it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go... I think I'm going to go to try and see a movie today, see what happens. It's a very strange time in the Republic, that's for sure.
It's also, though, I guess the entertainment industry is a big part of this in many ways, because it is, you know, if people are having to self-isolate or hang out at home, then music and films and stuff is kind of your companion in those situations. Do you know of anything good that people could maybe stream if they were parked up on the couch or, you know, going a bit stir crazy in the house?
Well, if there is any silver lining to this, is that we're all going to finally catch up on our viewing. get through those binge lists. There's mountains of stuff out there to stream. My favourite recent streaming show was season 2 of Mindhunter on Netflix, which I think is just one of the great TV shows of all time.
Nice.
Not a very comforting show, maybe, but that's been my go-to recommendation of late.
Excellent.
There's lots of stuff out there. I actually, there's a new show, I think it starts this week, if it hasn't started already, called Devs, which I think is on Neon in America. It's from the filmmaker Alex Garland, who made Ex Machina and Annihilation, two films I love.
Mm.
And it's about a tech company and strange things happening in the tech company. Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation, who played Ron Swanson.
Nice.
He plays a Steve Jobs-esque enigmatic tech guru. And Devs is a very heady, it's quite pretentious, but I love a bit of pretension in my techno throws. So that's another one you should check out for sure.
Excellent. Oh, well, they sound like some great recommendations. Thank you very much for that, Fabian Fanboy. Nice to hear from you, and we'll talk to you again in a week's time. I hope you do manage to get in some good films this week as well. And wash your hands. I mean, I guess that's the only really sensible advice at the moment, isn't there?
Indeed. Stay safe, everyone. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You soon.